Are you ready for another week? To help you get ready for the final week of January and the beginning of February, we've rounded up this handy list of New Westminster highlights for the week. For weather watchers, it's going to be cold. Bundle up, because it's still expected to be cold, after the Arctic air moved in over BC this weekend. It's likely to be mostly sunny for the next couple of days, at least, before a warming trend brings the possibility of snow again. For City Hall watchers, New Westminster City Council meets Monday. It's going to be a busy day Monday, January 30th, with a budget workshop kicking things off starting at 9 a.m. There's also a public hearing at 6 p.m. on a heritage designation bylaw for the GR Spec House at 109 3rd Avenue. A regular council meeting follows immediately after the hearing, with a jam-packed agenda. Meetings are held both electronically and in person at the council chambers, and everyone's welcome. You can find all the meeting details, agendas and information about speaking at the City of New Westminster website. For school board watchers, New Westminster School Board meets Tuesday. It's been a while since the last South Dakota 40 Board of Education meeting, and the Tuesday, January 31st open board meeting seems likely to be a lively one. The meeting takes place via Zoom, though the board will be discussing a return to in-person meetings, so stay tuned for that. You can check out the agenda and find the meeting link at the board meetings page of the School District 40 website. For theater lovers, Push Festival, Vagabond Players. The 2023 Push International Performing Arts Festival is ongoing, and New Westminster gets in on the fun this Thursday and Friday, February 2nd and 3. With performances of Okinum, by Indigenous theater artist Emily Manet. Shows are at 7:30 p.m. in person, or you can watch it online between February 2nd and 5. Buy tickets online. The Vagabond Players bring some laughter to the stage at Bernie Legg Theater starting this week, with Neil Simon's Rumors opening February 2nd. It runs until February 25th, with evening shows Thursdays through Saturdays, plus matinees on Sundays. Buy tickets online. For art lovers, Gallery at Queen's Park, New Media Gallery. Art lovers will find some new exhibitions opening this week. At the Gallery at Queen's Park, you can find the work of Crystal Noir in Guilty as Skin, an exploration of the oppression of BIPOC people and communities. It opens February 1st, with gallery hours Wednesdays through Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Meanwhile, at the New Media Gallery, at Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street, you can catch the opening of the new exhibition Abiotic starting Saturday, February 4th, with an opening reception between 2 and 4 p.m. and artist talks on the half hour. Got a New Westminster happening you'd like to share? Email Julie McClellan. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at Julie McClellan. Email Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.